USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A court filing late Tuesday objected to President Trump's proposal that the seized documents be vetted by a third-party arbitrator, a.k.a. a special master. The Department of Justice and FBI have been caught in scandals going after Trump in the past. The Justice Department says efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation. A Florida judge not involved with the original search warrant will decide Thursday. Fierce battles have been reported as Ukraine tries to retake Russian-occupied southern Kherson region, but military experts have told the BBC it won't happen quickly. And finally, the FBI has messed with the wrong monkey. Mickey Dolenz, the last surviving monkey, is suing the FBI for any records against him, bandmates, or the band. The monkeys were investigated by the FBI twice, once allegedly for anti-Vietnam War activities, and another time was so completely redacted, nobody knows what the FBI was doing. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Democrats this, Republicans that. At the end of the day, we're all in this together. And it's much better for the nation when both sides govern the great experiment.
Blood may not be thicker than water. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom is a vocal critic of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, but Newsom's in-laws seem to approve of the popular Republican. According to an exclusive report from Fox News, the contribution records on the Friends of Ron DeSantis PAC website reveal the Siebel Family Revocable Trust made a $5,000 contribution in April. Neither the Siebels nor Governor Newsom's office responded to Fox News' request for comment. The DeSantis campaign declined to comment. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Now that all teams are down to their 53-man rosters, the season for the National Football League officially starts in 8 days. USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
President Biden, during a political campaign speech in Pennsylvania Tuesday, gave his followers some misinformation.
Do you realize the bullet out of an AR-15 travels 5 times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun?
A June study by Field & Stream looked at the fastest cartridges, and AR-15 rounds did not make their list. Claiming $50 million of negative advertising aimed against him, the Senate race in Georgia is in full swing. Republican challenger Herschel Walker on Newsmax.
Because there's an inflation problem. There's a crime problem in Atlanta. You know, there's so many problems. The Senator Warnock voted to put men in women's sports. And that's a problem. I think the people are saying, you know, we don't like this. And that's the reason right now that they spent so much money, but yet the race is still tied. And I want the people to know that there's a big contrast between he and myself. You know, I believe men should not be in women's sports. And I do know a man can't get pregnant, but I also know that we do have to have peace through strength, that we got to support our military, that we got to support our men and women in blue. And he called them names. So I think people are sick of that.
Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union that led to the collapse of communism and the end of the Cold War, died Tuesday at 91 years of age at a hospital in Moscow. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.